My son asked me what it's like to be married. So, I told him to leave me alone, and when he did, I asked him why he was ignoring me.
My wife said if I made another Steely Dan joke, she would divorce me. I said, "Sorry, honey, I promise not to do it again."
Why do milking stools only have three legs? Because the cow has the udder.
My wife said not to tell any more food puns. I said, "Can we at least talk about it?"
Did you hear about the cattle rancher who started feeding his cows weed? Most people haven't. It was a high-stakes operation.
Why do cannibals ask so many questions before they eat you? They like their meat well grilled.
What does the lemon say when it answers the phone? Yellow.
I tried to write a joke about planes, but it never took off.
My dad said he would throw me off a cliff if I didn't eat my vegetables, but I knew it was a bluff.
What kind of vine isn't a plant? A bovine.
What do you call an Asian that's in a hurry? Russian.
Did you ever hear about Kellogg's True Crime Podcast? It was filled with stories of serial killers and lucky charms that weren't so lucky.
Laughter continues shortly after this brief ad break.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They should make a movie based on the history of Pepsi. It's so depressing.
If you want to change the world, do it while you're single. Once you're married, you can't even change the television channel.
Whenever I think back on things, I always see pictures of cheese. I guess I have a photographic memory.
I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'll keep you updated which one comes first.
How much do you generally spend on a bottle of wine? About half an hour.
When is a dad joke ripe? When it is full grown.
How can you tell when a bucket gets sick? It becomes a little pale.
I'm Bob Jeffy.
And I'm Montgomery Jones.
Stay tuned until the end of the episode for a bonus dad joke. Our goal is to spread joy, or cringes, to the world. Share the humor with your family and friends. Have a good night, and I'll see you again tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh!
Oh, yes!
We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want the perfect dad gift? We have the official Daily Dad Jokes joke button now available on Amazon. A massive 500 preloaded dad jokes guaranteed to make you laugh and groan. And for our loyal fans, use the checkout discount code DADJOKES to receive 25% off the regular listing price. Check the show notes page for the link. The Daily Dad Jokes podcast is produced by Classic Studios. See the show notes page for social media links and joke credits. This show was recorded in front of a canned studio audience. What is a cargo ship called that only carries fruit? An apple freighter.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes!
We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.